From NPR News, it's Day to Day. Cities are feeling the pinch from record numbers of home foreclosures. The National League of Cities reports today one-third of all municipalities have lost property tax revenue as people abandon mortgages they can no longer afford. One way desperate homeowners are trying to avoid foreclosure is by tapping into their 401k retirement accounts, but not without serious consequences. Joining us now... Marketplace. And John, what do we know about this? How many people are actually raiding their retirement accounts early?
Hardship withdrawals, as they're called, began rising slowly last year, and they hit a big jump in January, 20 to 25% increases over last year. And this really shows the desperation of homeowners who are facing foreclosure, because there are significant penalties for tapping into 401k savings. These accounts are tax deferred, and Ed Jiltunen with the Investment Company Institute, which is the trade association for the mutual fund industry, says public policy is designed to encourage people to keep these accounts for expenses later in life.
If you withdraw money from your 401k plan before age 59 and a half, you'll be subject not only to income tax, but a 10% penalty. In addition, by spending that savings, you're giving up the compound earnings growth it may have achieved over time, so there is a potentially significant opportunity cost of taking that withdrawal.
And there's another consequence of early withdrawals, Anthony. Most employers don't let you make another tax-deferred 401k contribution for at least 6 months after a hardship withdrawal.
But even with these harsh penalties, these homeowners are facing foreclosure, eviction, maybe even bankruptcy. And the money in these 401k savings accounts, it's their money, correct?
Yeah, you're right, it is. But there's one other option for tapping into that money that would be a loan. Ed Jiltunen says borrowing money from your 401k is a better way to go.
You are going to suffer in the short term because your savings will not benefit from compound growth while you have the loan outstanding, but at least you are paying yourself back with interest as opposed to a hardship withdrawal where you're taking that money completely off the table.
And he says, you know, you avoid the income tax and the 10% penalty by borrowing rather than withdrawing the money.
So are homeowners threatened with foreclosures opting for these kinds of loans instead of withdrawals?
Yeah, apparently not. Early figures show that there hasn't been an increase in loans, only withdrawals. People who are already having trouble paying their mortgage, well, you know, they figure an extra loan just means another monthly bill that they're stuck with. So they're avoiding these.
Okay, thanks, John. That's John Dimsdale of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace, which is produced by American Public Media.